Sunday, 11th of June, 1944. The weather, foggy all day. Heard planes during the night and also this morning. At about 9:15, I heard a tremendous roar, and it appears that six four-engine bombers passed over at about 3,500 feet up and were easily visible. I did not see them. They were in close formation, and the Germans did not open fire until they had nearly passed. When the flak started, they broke formation and went off to the west.
At 09:05 hours, six Fortress 2s flew over Guernsey, fired at by flak small arms of Miras and Steinbruch batteries. Two aircraft shot down in square 2692, center right and top.
I've had little bits and pieces, but nothing like this before. When it come up and it banged the side of the boat, I thought, crikey.
Sebla Nuri has been fishing commercially from Portlet Harbour for 20 years. He's talking about a propeller which he brought ashore this week. It's from a B-17 Flying Fortress belonging to the 96th Bomb Group of the United States Air Force, which went down southwest of Guernsey on the 11th of June 1944. It ditched in the water after being fired at by German flak batteries as it passed the island on return from bombing an airfield near to St. Malo. One of the prop's three big paddle blades has been bent over, probably from the impact with the seabed, where it's been sitting for the last 70 years, slowly rusting away. It measures about 5 feet across. Seb describes where he found it.
5 miles northwest of the island. Yeah, it was all in crab pots and that come up on the end of it. It was in about 70 metres of water and that, so I knew there was weight there, obviously, at the size of it. And it was a bit awkward. I just thought there was a big bundle of pots on the end. And when it come to the surface, it was just hooked around the end weight. I estimate in between 300 and 400 kilos. So, yeah, 300 and 400 kilos, something like that, I would have said. All I could do was get it behind, up to the surface, and I managed to get another rope to it, tied it off to the stern of the boat, and then I dropped it from the winch, like, and then just come home, like, you know, towed it behind the boat at very slow speed, unfortunately.
Yeah, how much longer did it take you to get back?
Well, normally, from there where I fish, it's about an hour to get home, like, and it was 2.5 hours to get back that day. So next week, yeah, it'll be 70 years since these people lost their lives on it. So it'd be nice to put it somewhere with a little plaque and that, and so that people can see it. And, you know, you just remember that people lost their lives fighting for us, like, for what, you know, where we are today and that.
It's nearly 70 years to the day since the Flying Fortress went down. Of the 12 or 13 man crew, only the tail gunner survived. But objects like this are still turning up and reminding us of their sacrifice.